Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simon Reish Samach Vav. These are the dinim of someone who's traveling on Erev Shabbos, and then Shabbos comes. So this is Mem Amud Beis, page 80, Simon Reish Samach Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Misha Yibabadarach V'kidish L'Avayom V'ayimu Ma'os. You're traveling, and then all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos, and you have money with you. V'yesh lo chamaro v'gam yesh imo enu Yehudi. And you have two options. You have a chamar there, and you have an enu Yehudi. Which one should you ask to carry your money for you? So lo yaniach kiso al do not have the donkey carry your money, because there's a mitzvah of shvisas behema. There's an iser to have an animal do work for you. Better to do amiru lenachri, to have the eno yehudi carry the money for you, and then on motzai Shabbos you'll get the money back from the eno yehudi if you trust him. Even if you're not paying him for that, even though you gave it to him after it's already become dark, it's mutter to do so. Aval im matza metzia, if you just find a metzia and it's already Shabbos and you haven't yet been kona it, enu yachalit nalenu yehudi elim kin bal yadam yibod yom. You can't just pick up a metzia and give that to the enu yehudi, because it has to be something that was already yours and you're afraid that you're going to lose it if you don't ask the enu yehudi for your help. But if it wasn't yours from before Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to do that. Hashtav you kikiso, if you were kona it before Shabbos, then it becomes like your wallet. But if you were not going to it before Shabbos, so then it wasn't yours to begin with. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Aleph, Chamoro, Efshar Du Adin Kishasachar Sechamar Me'inu Yehudi. It doesn't have to be a donkey that you own. It could also be that you rented the donkey from the non-Jew. Diyeshom Deschirus Kanya Luchumra, because there are those that hold that Schirus is Kona, at least Luchumra. That Luchumra, we assume that when you rent it, it becomes yours. Gemosh Kasab Sim Reish Mem Vav. Aval Im Sachar Sein Yehudi Sheolichan Ul Makom Ploni Im Kain. But if you hired the guy to come with a donkey, so you need a guy and you need a donkey and you're paying the guy, so then it's his donkey, it's not your donkey. He's the one that's chayv for the achrayas of the chamar, and therefore it's not your violation of shvisas behema if that donkey carries your stuff. Lo sachar dafka chamor zemi menu. You weren't renting specifically this donkey. You hired a guy and asked him to bring a donkey. Imkein pshita deina yisol mitzuval shvisaso. And therefore, it's clear that it's not the Jew's responsibility for the shvisas behema of that animal. And therefore, al kein tov yosor sheniach hakol al chamar, then it will be better to put things on the chamar. Because you have to remember, every time you ask a non-Jew to do something, you're violating amiru l'nachri. So better to violate amiru l'nachri, which is nisr drabanan, than to violate shvisas behema, which is da'araisa. But if you could avoid shvisas behema entirely, then better to have the animal do it than to violate amiru l'nachri. Achizar shalo yemechamer. But there's nothing. Other animal-related iser, not only shvis behema, which applies to your animal, but being mechamer, to encourage an animal to go and do work for you, so that is also an iser. Not to either audibly or some other way encourage the animal to go. That could be even when it's not your animal. So the iser of shvisas behema is going to apply only if it's your animal. But the Isra of Mechamer will apply even if it's not your animal. So when you have an animal carrying your stuff, you have to be careful that you're violating neither of those Yisurim. Better to violate Amir al-Nachri than to violate either one of those Yisurim. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch had said, no saying you should give your wallet to the Eino Yudi. Afshe Eino Yudi Shlucho Lisa B'Shabbos, even though he is your Shliach to carry on Shabbos. Mikal Makom Hekelu Chacham Yishum Dekim L'Shadam Baal Al-Mamano. The Chacham allowed Amir al-Nachri here because they know that people are very protective of their money. The guy's not going to throw out his wallet. Ideally, that would be what he would do. Just leave the wallet wherever it is. But we know he's not going to do that. So if we don't allow him to violate something, we don't allow him to at least give it to an achri, he's going to end up carrying it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. So it's a fascinating thing, because you would think, wait, I know what the halach is. The halach is there's an isra mil nachri, there's an isra shis behema, there's an isra mechamer. So halach is you drop the wallet and you lose the money. And yet, what do we say? No, better to do Amir al-Nachri, because we know you're not going to drop the wallet. You're very likely going to end up violating an Issa. And that applies even Bizman Azeh, where there's no risk that a person is going to violate carrying Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashram, because we don't really have Rosh Hashram Daraisa in too many places. Kisa le'inu Yehudi, so you give the wallet to Inu Yehudi, v'yem yesh le'masa kaved al-chamar, oba agal v'yev shalolit na le'inu Yehudi. But what if the package is too heavy for a human being to carry for you, so you don't have that option of asking the guy to carry it. And whatever we're about to see in Siv Beis is also not an option. We'll get into that in a moment. So what if you cannot ask the Enu Yudi to carry it, and you don't have the option that we're going to present in Siv Beis? So what do? How do you avoid Shvisas Behema? All you do is do all the kinyanim, like when you're selling chametz, to make sure that the guy owns that donkey. So it's your donkey, be makne it him. Do all the kinyanim to make sure that he owns that donkey. You don't have to do all the kinyanim that you do by mechiras chametz, because you actually have the donkey. You can just do meshicha and be kona the donkey. But make sure he's kona the donkey. The main baki b'darke kinyan atzorach l'zeh. And if you're not such an expert in the various darke kinyan of to be choshesh that it's kinyan kesef and then meshicha and that situmta and whatever else, so you have kirenu b'fnei shlosha. So instead, just be mafkir in front of three people. All kalpana bein olven atzmo, or at least be mafkir, not in front of three people. Does ain over alus shvis beima? Because once the animal's not yours, you will not be in violation of shvis beima. Shabeima in a shaloh, the beima won't be yours. V'yerid min agala, and you go down from the wagon. V'yizar shaloh yemechamer, and also be careful not to violate mechamer. Canal the sof siv katan aleph, like we already mentioned, because even if it's not your animal, you still have an isra of mechamer. V'aflach rishosu kolatir melalu, and even if you do all of these things from machra kolo hifkir, where you sold the animal or you were mafkir it, tzarich lizar mochli yitnu leinu yehudi oal agala shum davar mechafetim shalachu min agala berav Shabbos. You have to be careful not to give to the non-Jew or on the wagon anything that you took from the wagon on Erev Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to give a guy something on Shabbos with the intention that he's going to carry it out for you. Ella, kol mashalachu min agala yishar biyadam ad motzai Shabbos. Whatever they took from the agala, from the wagon, they should hold on to until motzai Shabbos. It should not change hands over the course of Shabbos. Vida, the mashakas vafilu lo, hel yirab mitzali lomar dimu mibod yom, tov yosar shiit in sachar. That which the Shulchan Aruch says, that even though, what was it, that afilu lo nasan lo sachar al zeh, even if you didn't pay him, hel yirab says, well, if it's still not yet quite Shabbos, better to pay him for this job. Better to pay the Einu Yehudi for this job. V'afal pisha nesano, nakat lashon diavad. We said v'afal pisha nesano was going on where we said, even though you gave it to misha chashecha, so it's still going to be mutter. So we use it as lashon diavad, mishum de l'chalchila al karchu tzarek litin mibod yom. Because the chalchila, certainly you're supposed to do all this before Shabbos. Mishum is a muktza, because of muktza, the stuff is muktza. Einu yachal, dekim lo tarek palo chayis, alav lo asil asuya dal ramos, birushas rab mafilu ilo shar slay litin leinu yudi. If it's a metziah, then you're not allowed to do any of these tricks, because the whole reason we have this heter of asking a non-Jew to do it for you is because we're afraid you're going to be so protective of your stuff that if we don't give you that heter, you're going to carry a dalet amos from Shasram. Well, if it's a metziah, it was never yours, we don't think you're really going to violate an isser because of a metziah that never belonged to you. You don't have that same emotional attachment to something that was never in your position, in your possession rather, to begin with. Si'if beis, im ein imo enu yehudi. So in Sif Aleph, we said you had a donkey and you have an enu yehudi. What's the better option? So the better option was the enu yehudi, right? Because you don't want you to violate shvisas behem or mechamer. What if you don't have an enu yehudi? It's just you and your donkey. So manicho al chamoru. Then put the stuff, put the wallet on your chamor. What about shvisas behem? Ukedesh lechayv mishum mechamer. And what about mechamer? In order to avoid violating mechamer, pirush manigas a chamor, which means leading the donkey, iika akira v'anacham. The way to avoid mechamer is place the wallet on the donkey as it picks up its hind leg and foreleg to start moving. And that way it will not be an akira that is being done with the wallet on its back. It will have already done the akira. And only once it stops will you take it off of the animal. And then when the animal gets going again, you'll place the wallet on the animal again. So let's see the Mishnah. It could be you don't have a non-Jew with you, or you don't have a non-Jew that you can trust. So with your wallet, so you need the animal. So Mishum Mechamer Iika, Manik Chamor Tuuna Kruya Mechamer. Chamer. If you are leading a Chamor to Una, a laden donkey, that's called Mechamer. The Isuro, whom in a Torah, Tinisdor Raisa, Midixiv Lo Sasa Kol Melacha Ato Uvehem Techa, Vekibl Chazal de Rot Salomer, that means Melach Shnasis Bishutavas Ali Adam Beima, that if a Melach is done in partnership between an animal and the human being, Dainu Shitu Nezadavar, the animal's doing the schlepping, Vuhumachamer Acharel, Manhigali, they call it Chiotzibo, and you are motivating that animal to walk and to carry and to move. So that's therefore a partnership between the person and the animal. Vein overall Zel. But it's only mechamer when you're causing the animal to do both an akira and a hanocha, moving and stopping. Without both an akira and a hanocha, it's not called a melacha at all. And the same is true when it comes to the isra of shvisas peima, that your animal that you own cannot do work for you. Well, if it's not really a melacha, then it's going to be mutter. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is suggesting only put the wallet on its back once it started already doing its akira, and then we said manicho, and then and you put it on its back when after it starts moving. And even if it's not your animal, so there's no shvisas behema issue, you still need to be careful about this because you still have to worry about the other isser, which is the isser mechamer, because the isser mechamer even applies if the behema belongs to someone else. And obviously, if it's your animal, you have two isserim to worry about. Mechamer u'shvisas behemto. Sivkat and tes, last sivkat of the evening. So we said, and then after it goes to be Oker Raglov again, you put the wallet back on it. If it doesn't start walking on its own, you can get it to start walking, as long as it's not carrying a saddle or anything on its back, because then by getting it to start walking, you'll be violating Mechamer. But if the animal is bareback, so to get it to start walking is not a violation of Mechamer because it's not carrying anything. It's only a violation of Mechamer when you're getting the animal to start walking while it's carrying something. That's all if the animal is alone. But if the animal is pulling a wagon, if you scream it and get it to start moving, whoever else is Mechamer, well then you're violating the Yisr Mechamer. And then you're out of Eitzas. Because then even if you're mafkir the behema and therefore you're not going to violate shvis behema, hello al kol panim over alis mechamer. But if you have to shout to it to get it to move, you'll still be violating mechamer v'chanal. Because as we said twice already, one can violate mechamer even if it's not their animal. Valkenim kashal olamu b'mekamel. So if you can't stand in that location, you can't stay still. Yiru l'shloach l'makom asamuch v'yavi misham ein yudi shiyavi agala l'malon. Better to summon a nachri from a nearby area to go bring the wagon to a place to rest, to rest up the afkir behema and be mafkir the animal shloyavral shvis behemto, so you don't violate shvis behema b'zei yisulak mikol mechsholim, and then you'll avoid any mechshol v'kol zeh shu b'toch ha-tchum. But all of this assumes you're still in the tchum. Avol mishach shechutz l'tchum in lo heter klal lo b'makom sakana. Well, then you're out of luck because then you can't do any of this stuff unless it's a makom sakana. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that if Shabbos comes and you're traveling and there's a donkey and there's a nachri, better to give your wallet to the nachri and violate Amir the Nachri unless you can avoid both Shvisas Behema and Mechamer. Mechamer is violated even if it's not your animal. Shvisas Behema is only violated if it's your animal. Now we said if the burden is so heavy that only a donkey can carry it, a human cannot carry it, so be Makna the donkey to the guy or be Mafkira to the guy, so that avoids Shvisas Behema. And also be careful not to be Mechamer, and that will avoid Mechamer if you're careful not to yell to make it move. And then third, we said in Sif Beis that there's this complicated way for your animal to carry things for you without violating Shvisas Behema or Mechamer by putting the wallet on the donkey after it starts moving and taking it off after it stops and putting it on again after it starts again, and that way you avoid violating all of these Yisurim. So Be'ez Hashem will continue in Sif Beis tomorrow and move on to the next few Sifim as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening.